Yeah, on Honduras, yesterday former President Juan Orlando Hernández was arrested following a request by the U.S. How are you confident, or how confident are you on his extradition moving forward? And why did the State Department not disclose that he was in its list of corrupt officials in Central America until he was out of office?
I'll correct one element of that. We did disclose the corrupt officials list, but let me get to that. As a longstanding matter of State Department policy, as you know, we don't comment on matters of extradition. Those are within the purview of the Department of Justice, and I need to refer you to the Department of Justice to speak to the process behind any particular extradition. But Secretary Blinken did state last week when we publicized the fact that former President Hernandez was included in the corrupt and undemocratic actors list, that no one is above the law. That includes heads of state, former heads of state. And we take all allegations of criminal wrongdoing extraordinarily seriously, whether it's in Honduras, whether it's in anywhere else in this hemisphere or around the world. Our priority remains seeing the rule of law respected, implemented, strengthened, and supported by our partners as they work to ensure judicial and security sectors protect all of their citizens. These are discussions that we're having with our Honduran partners, but also partners throughout the region.